The Vision and the Vow by Pete Gregg is a battle cry in a book. It is a call to discipleship and a call to rediscover life and grace. It's a how-to guide with practical ideas as to how Christians can be living extraordinary lives even in the most ordinary circumstances. And it's a storybook full of anecdotes, ranging from Pete's generally inspiring, often amusing and occasionally embarrassing personal walk, to imaginative retellings of pivotal moments in Scripture. The Vision and the Vow is a lot of things. So many things that it is, in fact, two books. Open the book one way and you will find The Vision, Pete's poem and heart cry for a Jesus-hungry generation, illustrated with beautiful and confronting images of modern culture and symbolism. Turn the book over and you will find The Vow, a book that takes the spontaneous words of passion in The Vision and the scripture that underpins it, and explores them in more depth, a guide to how spontaneous passion can grow into a sustainable rhythm and rule of life. As ever, Pete writes not analytically or hypothetically, but experientially. The Vow is principally driven by stories. Pete's stories, stories from 2,000 years of church history, and stories from Scripture. They range from the hilarious, early on there's an anecdote involving public nudity in a glass elevator, to the profound, such as a beautiful pondering on an alternative end for Judas Iscariot. But they all address the big questions. How do I live for Jesus? How do I take up my cross and follow him? These are big questions, obviously. There are no particularly easy answers, and The Vow doesn't pretend that there are. The stories it contains, though, and Pete's thoughts about them, provide encouragement and guidance. We are reminded that we need vision, and that our vision is Jesus. We are reminded that no one is too bad, too broken, or too boring to be used by God. We are encouraged to know that Jesus tells us to come to him, and challenged to know that after we have come, he sends us to go, to live out the Great Commission as resident aliens in the world. The final section of the book explores some of the history of the Honourable Order of the Mustard Seed and the sometimes controversial subject of covenants and vows. Specifically, it examines the vow to be true to Christ, to be kind to people, and to take the gospel to the nations. Pete invites us to consider the value of such a vow, and the value of vows in general, as a tool to help us with our walk with God. So why read The Vision and the Vow? I can think of two major reasons. The first is if you want to learn about discipleship and to get a little insight about the way disciples past and present lived and continue to live out their faith. There is plenty of encouragement to be found in the stories of others, and The Vision and the Vow is full of stories. The second reason would be if you are intrigued by the concept of vows or even interested in making a vow yourself, either the mustard seed vow or another, and want to learn a little more. If either of these reasons applies to you, The Vision and the Vow could well be worth a look.